In Northwest News from KNKX, as part of our election coverage, we are hearing from local voters about what's driving their choices this year. We meet Virginia Rayberg for our series Voices from Here. She is a science teacher at Tacoma's Wilson High School, and she has been for the last two decades. But as we'll hear from Rayberg, her focus during this election is actually outside the classroom. 88.5's Ariel Van Cleve brings us the story.
Several words come to mind when describing Virginia Rayberg: passionate, curious, mother, educator, and opinionated. Fiercely so.
I'm not always the most forgiving for people's opinions that are different than mine, because I think that at a baseline, we have to take care of everyone. If your ideals aren't about taking care of people, I don't understand your frame of reference.
This isn't new. She's always had certain expectations of others, and she's always felt like an adult, even as a kid growing up in Newport, Washington, in the eastern part of the state. Rayberg was raised by parents she lovingly refers to as hippies.
My parents talked to me about everything, and my opinion mattered, and they questioned me, and definitely didn't impose who I needed to be.
Rayberg grew up poor. Her parents were both high school dropouts, but she says they valued knowledge and intelligence. Early on, she wanted something more for herself, so she set her mind to going to college and eventually becoming an educator. Rayberg has been at Wilson High School now for 20 years and has biology courses with freshmen, honors courses in environmental science with juniors and seniors, and has also taught marine biology and earth science. She demands a lot from her students, mostly because she says she demands a lot from herself. Rayberg is also a faculty advisor for the Gay-Straight Alliance at the high school.
So I think I have a soft spot in my heart for a lot of things, and one of them, you know, kids who struggle in general, like who come from struggling backgrounds, who you can tell, obviously, everybody wants to try and lift those kids up. But I also have a big heart for kids who are silenced or oppressed by things, whether that's poverty or, in the case of my Gay-Straight Alliance students, about their gender identity or their sexuality.
Helping the kids who struggle and ensuring they have all they need to walk into her classroom ready to perform and learn, that's crucial. Wilson has a population of a little more than 1,200 students. It has a majority white population, but about 17% of the students are Black. Almost 8% are Asian. And the number of low-income students is relatively high at 41%. But the school graduates 94% of its kids after 4 years, which is substantially higher than the statewide average of 77%. Rayberg shares in this success and has spent the last 20 years taking care of these kids. And she cares about their families, too, making sure they have a solid home life. She's been inspired by Hillary Clinton over the years, and when it comes to voicing her opinions on issues involving social justice, Rayberg is, without a doubt, a Clinton supporter.
I would call myself a feminist, and she represents everything that I hold true as a feminist. Like, I'm used to being the loud voice in the room, and I'm used to not stepping down when the boys want to talk over me. And I have this phrase that I say with my friends. I'm like, that's being a Hillary Clinton. Like, I'm being a Hillary Clinton.
But it's not just social concerns. Rayberg says she'd like to see a federal push for national standards for education. Why can't kids in Texas learn the same thing kids in Washington State are learning?
It bums me out a little bit that we're not, that you can't impose those. Like, I think they should be mandated, that states shouldn't get to choose. And I think that that has to be assessed in order to assess progress. But I think that assessment should be a federal assessment, not a statewide assessment.
She's especially tied to the idea of national standards because of her own distinction as a national board certified teacher. The certification process is a voluntary advanced teaching credential that goes beyond state licensure. It's also a rigorous one. As for the funding battle going on right now in the courts and the legislature, Rayberg says yes, the state needs to fund education and support teacher training. But at the end of the day, it's about each and every one of her students.
So would I love to infect the world with this idea of standards-focused education? Absolutely. But right now, I just got to get one person at a time.
Rayberg is an optimist when it comes to the greater good, but don't get the wrong idea. She calls herself a realist at heart, and that's why she says she's rooting for Clinton. Rayberg is confident Clinton can get results if elected. And while she cheers her candidate on, Rayberg says she's been noticing a troubling trend, something she calls unconscious anti-woman sentiment.
I'm not going to apologize for taking up space in this room. And I'm not going to apologize to people who don't take up space. And, you know, I think that's almost the bigger issue, is the people who feel like, you know, they can't step forward. And my taking up space doesn't stop you from taking up space. And you have to step to the table and put your opinion forward. And often I find interacting with people, like if I know someone who doesn't speak up, or I know someone who feels like they can't talk over other people because they keep getting cut off, I'll often say, like, so-and-so has something to say. Like, I'll use my big voice to bring them to the table.
It's that kind of attitude she uses in conversations with students. Rayburg says she wants her kids to share their points of view with her and their fellow classmates, political or not. She says she thrives on those interactions.
Like, I have a passion for an issue, but I'm never going to be Black. I'm never going to be gay. I have a passion for equality, and that matters to me. But they have perspectives that I do not know, and that I can listen to and I can really think about. But, you know, they're living those positions.
Rayburg says if only that type of listening could be happening more often during this election cycle. Ariel Van Cleve, 88.5 News.
In the next installment of Voices from Here, we listen to a construction worker from Algona and find out what's important to her during this election season.